And now, back to the Bob Bell Show.
I just don't think it's right, keeping him under wraps like we's ashamed of him.
We're not ashamed. Much. Bob Bell on Joy 620.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Julie.
It's Pastor Day. That's what day it is.
Guess what day it is?
Julie.
The old Julie. Senior pastor.
Guess what day it is?
Watch the pipes. You're getting old, son.
Guess what day it is?
Anybody?
I'm trying to make myself feel better.
Guess what day it is?
Anybody?
Hump Day has arrived. Enjoy 620 WRJZ and now 57 degrees.
Yes, the old senior pastor in the radio studio on Hump Day trick.
Your senior pastor. I like that. Missed it by that much.
Sorry about that, Chief.
I don't know if he's old enough to remember Get Smart.
Probably not.
No, it's okay, Pastor. There's only a few of us that are. It's, he is a young pastor, in my opinion. Watched it by, how do you identify, by the way? Anyway, that's it's Watched it by church. I'll get you in all kinds of trouble if it's
yeah,
okay.
You will.
Ah, but I love you. No, it's good to have you back. Welcome, my friend. There's a lot of things going on at Washington Pike Church right now, though.
There are.
Tell me about some of the renovations that are going on, especially in the children's department.
Well, we're remodeling a whole children's area. The downstairs of our church, 4,000 square feet. And had a mission team come in.
I didn't know
service.
It was that big downstairs.
Yes. Yes, it
I,
is.
I never thought about that, but it is.
It is.
So a missions team came from where to assist you?
From Georgia, from Concord Church, Concord Baptist Church in Georgia.
Concord Baptist Church in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And here they came. It was a project they took on.
Yep.
Isn't it great, though, because you see kids grow. It helps the congregation. It encourages you.
Yes.
Not just as a pastor, but as a congregation.
It was a blessing to my soul.
Isn't it great?
It was.
I love
We've
that.
Gone on hundreds of mission trips, never had one come and serve us, and so it was a blessing.
Is it hard sometimes, though, to allow yourself to be served? Because, I mean, there's... Sometimes it makes me feel funny, like,
Right.
But you have to humble yourself.
You do. That was a blessing.
That's great.
Guys in their late 60s through 70s, one guy was 84, one guy was 86. Worked
really?
All week hard. Yeah.
Those are usually the hardest working ones.
They were fun.
And they have some cool things to say. If they say something, you probably should listen.
Yes.
I like that. Chris Cotter is our special guest with Washington Pike Church. Tell people where it is.
It's on.
Please don't just say Washington Pike.
Washington Pike.
Okay. So if you go where and what direction, how do you get there? Just cursory.
North Knoxville, Fulton area.
There you are.
Broadway and Washington Pike.
Right.
Just up the hill.
And then just up the hill is Washington Pike Church. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to speak to the church mechanic there a while ago. Did you speak to the church mechanic? That's Pat Paulus?
Yes.
Back there.
Church mechanic, huh?
The church mechanic.
I
yes.
like it.
Yeah,
I
just
like it.
Get in there and... But that's what's going on. We're getting things revitalized mm-hmm. and watching a church in a place that really has a great opportunity to do some tremendous ministry. Do ministry.
Yes.
And that's good. I was kidding around, but back on Friday, I had the opportunity to see Hannah and her husband. Her husband's name is?
Wes.
Wes, that's right. Mm-hmm. And I met her husband for the first time. Hannah was the young nurse who was helping me right after I got into phase two of recovery. After having a heart attack and double bypass surgery, and she was the one taking my blood pressure before and after every exercise. When I first started the exercising, just to make sure, you know, there wasn't a problem, and it was so funny. And she looked at me and she goes, I thought your voice sounded familiar. She goes, my mom and I used to listen to you on the way to school when I was a kid. And I went, oh, dear. Oh, goodness.
Make you feel young.
Yeah. But I thought, you know, here she was at 5 foot nothing. But just full of energy, mm-hmm. and she, you know, she really does serve people. I mean, it's amazing to watch how these people work. But I can imagine. So her husband Wes leads a Bible study. Is this right?
Yeah, leads one of our men's groups on Wednesday morning.
So what do y'all do on Wednesday mornings with a men's group?
We're reading through the Bible together. So we just study the Word. We open the Word.
Wow. And so you're reading through progressively together.
We are. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love this.
Yes.
I love this. And it gives other people a chance to kind of speak into it and to lead a Bible study and helps them grow in their faith.
Right.
I mean, growth is all around.
Yes.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Well, so how long have you been there now?
1 year and 4 months.
So what was the church like when you arrived?
Almost ready to close the doors.
Yeah.
15 people left.
15.
Yes. Wow. Small remnant of people who reached out for help. Praise God.
Yeah. But instead of letting that happen, they reached out for help.
Yes.
And God provided. Mm. And so here you are. So when you did you have any reservations about taking this particular call?
Of course.
Sure. I mean, it wouldn't be normal, you know.
Right.
You look at it and went, oh, I don't know.
Yeah. No, of course I did. I didn't think I was ready. I'm 41 now.
Yeah, so, you're an old man now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, student pastor for years,
yeah,
and knew God was calling me to be a lead pastor, but I just didn't feel prepared and ready. And but God's ways are always better.
You know, you said one of the guys that had a big influence in your life at some point in time was Matt Mercer.
Yes,
you know, absolutely. And he's still he's getting ready to be head of school over at Grace Christian Academy. And,
yes,
but Brother Matt. But there are people like that that God puts in your life for a reason. Who are some other people that have had an influence in your life, like Matt?
Donnie Wadley. Pastor at Fountain City Church.
I know him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
David Haynes, he's a pastor there as well. Kevin Smith, our associate pastor at Washington Pike Church, he's a great friend and a brother. Corey Willard, there's lots of people who I can look back on to help me in my walk.
You know, for pastors, you've got to have people that are going to be able to walk with you.
Yes.
And people you could trust to say, hey, you know, maybe we should try this. That they could look at you and be honest with you. And that's hard to do, but right. It's all about humbling yourself, isn't it?
It is. Yes.
Makes a big difference. So what series are you in, or what are you preaching through right now?
I am preaching through the gospel. Which I'm taking
I love that.
All four Gospels uh-huh. together, preaching chronologically through all of them.
How are the Gospels chronologically? Because I don't know, like as they're written.
Well,
was John last or?
Well, I'm taking every story of Jesus. So
you're taking stories chronologically as they happen.
Yes, Jesus' okay. life chronologically. And gotcha. It's hard. And it's not, no one really knows. And so
it takes a lot of study, though, to try to piece things together like
yes,
a puzzle.
But it's been incredible. Oh, my goodness. It's been great just to see Jesus, the start of his ministry, the progression of it,
uh-huh.
and how everything he says, you know, he's just building and growing and speaking, you know, chronologically.
What do you think he was, you know, go back to Peter. What do you think Peter was thinking whenever he walks up to him and he says, Simon? Drop your nets. Let's go. I'm going to make you a fisher of men.
Right.
I mean, well, you know, hadn't he been a fisherman all his life?
Yes.
Well,
he had.
Well, he's calling him not to be a fisherman anymore. He's going to call him to be a fisherman of a fisher of men.
Fisher of men. Right.
You know, yeah. What do you think Peter was thinking? Peter had somehow Simon had encountered him some
yes,
other point
down
the road.
Jesus had already changed his name
right.
before that. Yeah. And so, but he didn't follow him at that point.
Right.
He waited. He saw.
Right.
And yeah. So when Jesus said, follow me, he had already known this is rabbi, this is someone sent from the Lord. Yeah.
Either do this or don't.
Right.
Yes or no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's no, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. And he said yes.
Yes.
And he dropped his nets. He left this family business, I would imagine, and just went.
Right.
Took off. Yeah. Where are you going, Peter? I'm following you. Gonna do what I'm
preaching this way, though, it takes, I mean, all these little stories that you would normally just read over and skip over and skim over, you stop and you go in depth in all of them. And so
you find out about them, don't
we're
you?
In week 37 of the gospel series.
Is that right?
We're only in like chapters 7 and 8. So this is going to be years.
That's why I started to say it's going to be over a year.
Why hurry?
I love that.
What else we got to do? Study the life of Jesus.
Man, that's great. And then you also, the beautiful thing about studying the life of Jesus, you also find your connection back to the older testament, the older covenant.
Yes.
And connect with it in a very special way so that you never delete the one or, you know, you don't pass by because it's all a part of the counsel of God.
Yes.
It means something. So with us is Chris Cotter. He's the pastor at Washington Pike Church, Joy 620 WRJZ. We'll hear your message coming up at about 3 o'clock on Sunday, brought to you by Fox Toyota in Clinton. We're thankful for them and the fact that what they do is they literally reserve out an hour of airtime for a church, a ministry, each and every Sunday afternoon, and basically donate it back to the church to be used. I just love it.
Yes.
I think it's fantastic. What are you going to be preaching? What are we going to hear?
I preached on doubt this week. Luke chapter 7, Matthew chapter 11.
Can't be Thomas.
No, not Thomas.
See?
No.
See, there's
John
other...
John the Baptist.
There's other doubters?
Right. Lots.
See, that's... I always thought this about poor old doubting Thomas. Like he was the only doubter in the Bible. Are you
right.
kidding me?
Right.
No, they were everywhere.
Label. Yeah. No, John the Baptist in prison sends his disciples to Jesus and says, go and ask him if he's the one or should we look for another. After he already baptized Jesus, heard the word of God from heaven. You know,
this is my son.
The Holy Spirit falls on him. And yet, here he is in prison in a difficult situation with some unmet expectations.
Right.
And he's doubting. Yeah.
I understand that.
Yes, me too.
And Jesus sends back this beautiful response, though.
Yes.
What did he tell him?
Go and tell him all that you've seen and heard.
Yeah.
Go and report to him. Yeah.
Yeah. The lame get up and walk.
Yeah. The blind receive
see.
Their sight. No one in the Old Testament ever received sight. No blind person ever received their sight in the Old Testament.
No, that's interesting. You know, they did not, did they?
Mm-mm.
Never thought about that. Thank you, Pastor, for helping me out there. Now, this is going to be good. You're going to hear it at 3 o'clock this Sunday. Right here on Joy 620 WRJZ. Later on, Pastor, we're also going to play Hollywood Square.
Mm-hmm.
I have in my possession this wonderful prize pack that includes Pathway to Victory Daily Devotional from Robert Jeffress. Wow. It's one of my favorite guys, and a backyard burger. Mm. So we're going to give that away during Hollywood Square. We'll ask a question of you know how this works. We'll ask a question. You don't have to be right. You could just float out any answer. It could be right. It could not be right. But it's up to the listener to agree or disagree with. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right. We're brought to you in part by Fox Toyota today, sponsor of today's Word. So appreciative of them. Thank you, Jim, and all the rest of you up there for doing what you do at Joy 620 WRJZ. Pastor Chris Connor, it is my distinct pleasure, once again, to ordain you as an official co-host of the Bob Bell Show. You may ring the bell. Listen to that. We got to take a break now. He's crying. He's literally crying. He's got to wipe away his tears. Okay, he's not. We'll be back. Traffic and weather and also Pause to Pray is next.
Bob Bell.
Making money in the Lord's service.
The Bob Bell Show. Only on Joy 620.
Song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again.
Joy 620 WRJZ and 102.5 FM in Sevier County and 99.5. All over the world at WRJZ.com, streaming everywhere. Got a lot of people in North Georgia listening this morning. Welcome in. Some folks, we had some folks over in New Mexico earlier. Can you imagine that? Like it's 6 o'clock in the morning. It's 4 o'clock in the morning there. Like, good to have you. Welcome in. From Joy 620, it's the Bob Bell Show. We feature the pastor of the week once a week and each and every week. If your church, if you're interested in having your church featured, all you have to do is contact us here at the radio station. 865-525-0620 is the office number, okay? And you can call that number, ask for Nathleen or ask for anybody. Just talk about today's word. I want my church to be featured on today's word. And then they'll get in touch with your pastor and move on from there. And we'll get the pastor on the Bob Bell Show. And then their message and worship service will be featured the next Sunday. That's how it works. And it's all brought to you by Fox Toyota. They make that commitment each and every year. We really do appreciate it. All right. So, Pastor, I was trying to do a confession last hour. So here's my confession.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of these guys. I got a lot of yard to mow, and I've got a lot of Bermuda and Zoysia, and I'm very proud of it. I'm fortunate enough to have a nice Z-turn and all that kind of stuff, get on the tractor, and I like to mow.
Right.
But after it's done, and if I get on the weed eater, do some real trimming, there's a tendency for me, and I do this, and I don't know if I could have any other guys that would admit to this at 865-342-5620, but it's confession time. After that's over, I drove my mother-in-law and my wife to dinner. And on our way back, it was still plenty light, and I said, man, out loud, that yard looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who does that yard, he's awesome. I said that out loud.
Right.
There's a tendency for a guy to look up over his property and go, yeah.
Yes.
I've subdued the land. Don't it look good?
I agree.
Okay, so you've done that too.
I've done that too. Although I haven't mowed in years because my son is...
You know, he's old enough.
He's almost 19, so he's been mowing for a while.
Attaway, Pastor. Yeah, let's put him to work. He's okay with that.
He is.
And my son was too when he lived. He's 30 now. He's got his own yard. He's got his own problems to worry with. But he does the same thing. He gets done. I can see him. He doesn't say it out loud like I do because he's not as brash as I am. But he looks and he goes, yeah. You can see him nod his head like, yeah.
Looks good.
Looks good. Yeah. Mowed on the diagonal. Yeah. The patterns are right. Everything looks good. The excess grass is blown out of the way. But I got the big power blower out after it's over and, you know, lifted up the deck of my mower. And it's, you know, it's a 48-incher. You know, blew out all of, under there to make sure you get all the stuff out and then take the housing off where the belts are. Take that off real quick. It's just a clip and, you know, you take the cover off, blow all that out there, get all the debris out of there, everything nice and clean before you put it up. And he's kind of, but you put it up in your barn, you look at it and you go, I'll see you soon, sweetheart. Because the grass grows about every 3 days.
It does.
It's crazy.
It does.
But so you do that too. All right, 865-342-5620. Who out there would actually admit that after you mow the yard, even if you're a lady, now I've got some friends whose wives actually want to mow the yard.
Yes.
And that's okay. That's not our deal here at the Bell House, but that's okay. this isn't a violation of Genesis 1:27. Male and female created he them. Sometimes, but a woman you will not hear get off the tractor and she goes, yeah.
No.
She just goes about her business.
She just does it.
She just does it and enjoys it, and that's it.
Yeah.
That one lady told me she enjoys the quiet time, even though the mower's running, because she could sing, nobody hears her. And she said also, I could just talk to God, nobody hears me but God. And I could just be honest, or I could just be quiet. She said it's therapeutic for her, to which I agree. It's the same thing for me. I think about a lot of things on the mower because, you know, thinking on the mower is not a big deal. But I think about it, and you're not on your phone. That's a really good thing.
It is a good thing.
You know, I woke up this morning, my phone didn't charge as good as it should because the charger wasn't in there good enough. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm just going to be on my phone less today. That would probably be a healthy thing for all of us.
Yeah.
All right, so it's good for me to know. All right, if there are any listeners out there, we're going to play Hollywood Square here in just a few minutes. Have a chance for you to win the book. But also, if you would confess, gentlemen, I'm especially talking to you, you do something like that around the house, whether it's trimming, whether it's mowing, or maybe you made a garden for your wife to plant something in, or you did this, or you did that, are you the one that steps back and goes, yeah? Or are you too holy? You won't admit it. I mean, you can be too holy if you want to. 865-342-5620. We're going to give you an official ring of confidence. The Bob Bell Show ring of confidence. That's what we're going to do. Hopefully it'll make you feel better. If you got real sin in your life, you can confess that. But I don't know. See, I don't know if that's... I don't know. I don't regard that as pride. Well, okay, it's pride in your life. Okay, it is. Pastor, he's going to correct me. 7:30, enjoy that he should. 7:30, enjoy 620 WRJZ. It's time for the latest news brought to you by LB Chase Mechanical. Get your air conditioning checked out today. Make sure it's maintenance properly at LB Chase and tell them Bob sent you.
Working out our spiritual muscles.
Cheaper than a gym membership, and you actually use it.
The Bob Bell Show.
Joy 620 WRJZ.
Come on now.
Come on now, throw your head back and sing. That's right. You can celebrate being born again.
It's home, sweet home, here in the house of the Lord.
Your eyes not seen, nor his ear heard, nor is in the heart of man, but God is prepared for those who love him. Amen, Pastor.
Amen.
7:37, the pastor is Chris Connor from Washington Pike Church. He's with me in studio. So good to have you along, sir.
Glad to be here.
So just right up there in the Fountain City, Fountain City, Fulton area, not far from Fulton High School.
Yes,
not far. Matter of fact, on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there it is. It's Washington Pike Church. What time do you meet?
10:30.
10:30 on Sunday mornings.
Yes.
So do you have a website?
We do.
Which is?
WashingtonPikeChurch.com.
That would be a good one. Yes. WashingtonPikeChurch.com.
Yes.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So plan your visit. If you're in that area, you're thinking, there's a lot of other millennials and other people that are younger that have moved into that area over the past several years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of a revitalization of its own. And somebody's got to be there. And I know some other churches that are alive and well up through that area that have done the same thing. They've seen a little bit of a revitalization because there are people in there that their whole background is different than what was there before.
Right.
Than who was there before.
Right.
And some of the other people, the older folks, have died out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a fact of life.
Right.
So in all that area, there's a great mission field. Wouldn't you agree?
There's a great mission field. Absolutely.
That's what I love.
Yes.
Well, you see a group of people come from, you know, somewhere out of Georgia to come mission you and help you with your children's area. You've also had an influx of younger people come in.
Yes, we have. Yeah.
I wonder why that is. What's going on?
God's doing his thing. God's at work, always.
So there's a thirst, I think, and a hunger for the Word of God.
Yes.
And you spent all this time going through the Gospels. How many weeks did you say?
37.
I just love that.
Yes.
I think it's a great testimony. Number one, to the wonder of the Word of God. You just can't run out of wonder.
Mm.
But again, also to the hunger of people who want to stick with it and really learn deeply, not just shallow.
Yes.
They want to learn the deep truths of God so that it changes their heart and mind.
Right. We want to dive deep in the Word, and we'll trust God to grow us wide.
Yeah. I'm still learning that.
Hmm.
You know, the deeper I go, the better off I am. Don't worry about the width. He'll take care of that.
Yeah. Actually, I learned that from your pastor, Bobby Lewis.
I love Bobby.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you what, if you got any wild turkeys hanging around your house, let him know, because he's looking to marinate some. He said, I showed him a picture of one of mine. He goes, oh, that'd be delicious. He said, but he's a Jake, which means he's a teenager. So it's better just to let him grow up and let him breed some more turkeys. And I said, okay, gotcha. Which I'm not a hunter, but boy, you know, you put a crossbow in his hand, he lights up like a Christmas tree. It's kind of fun. So what are your habits? What are your hobbies? What things do you do? And you like to build stuff?
I like to build stuff, yeah.
And you made something for your wife recently.
I did. I just made her a behind the couch table. I don't know what you call it.
What do you call that? It's not a coffee table because it's behind the couch.
It's behind the couch.
I know exactly what you're talking
higher.
About.
And it's higher.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call it.
But it's
that's what I call
sort
it.
Of an accent piece, I guess.
It is,
I don't know what else to call it either.
But I like to build. I like to play golf. Love to play golf. Me and my son play a lot.
Okay, we'll have to get you in on that.
Yeah, hunting.
Of course, you know Pat Paulus. He likes to play golf.
He does. I've played with Pat before. Yes.
He's quite good, by the way.
Yes, he is.
So
he's an Alabama fan, but you know.
I know. Jesus died for him, too.
I'm a Georgia fan, so I'm sure it's no better.
Yeah, but you kind of get to gloat.
I do. It's like, this year, I do.
It's your turn, but hey. It still happened. You know,
that's right.
Us Tennessee fans, as much as we hated to, we were pulling for y'all.
Well, some of you.
No, I was. Well, I was. No. And it's not that I just dislike Bama and Satan so much. It's just, did I say that out loud? No, I didn't mean to say that. He's going to come up here and wring my neck if I'm not careful.
Mm-hmm.
No, I Nick Saban is actually a good guy. Kirby
great
Smart
coach.
Is actually a good guy, and they are both great coaches. You know, and you can talk about what you want to in college sports. The name, image, and likeness stuff, I understand it, and I get the reason it moved in that direction. But I'm like Eric Ainge said on his show on another station, I thought, if they keep going this direction, they're killing the very thing we love about amateur sports.
Yes.
And there used to be the hair on the back of my neck would come up when I'd see the T split and the guys come out in orange from, at that time, the East Stands was where their locker room was when I was a kid. And there was no thought of taking credit for yourself. It was just team.
Right.
But it was the big orange. Mm-hmm. And that's all you thought about. And I'm a 4-year-old kid. I'm watching this happen in front of me. My mom's right there with me. My granddaddy Crouch is right there with me. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to do that one day. And it was a dream.
Right.
I mean, I dreamt about catching a long pass, which I was not a wide receiver. I'm a defensive tackle here. But I dreamt about John Ward. You know, when I went there on my recruiting trip, John Ward had made a tape for some of the recruits. So there was a tape that said, Bell gets into the backfield, sacked, thrown for a loss for the Volunteers. Robert Bell. You don't think that the hair went up on the back of my
absolutely.
Neck?
Absolutely.
And I went, oh, my goodness gracious. And so those kind of things have nothing to do with, boy, I wonder how much money I can get if I went to this university or this place.
Yeah.
So it's,
I don't like it.
I don't, and I sound like a curmudgeon, but now that you're 41, you can sound like a curmudgeon too.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So, Pastor, we'll be listening for your message coming up this Sunday. Is there a particular title that it has, or is it just a progression?
Doubt.
Real simple.
Last week was faith. This week was doubt.
Well, y'all have never had doubt, have you?
Mm.
All right. Are you ready to start Hollywood Square?
Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play Hollywood Square. We have in our possession the devotional from our Ministry of the Month, which is Pathway to Victory, with Dr. Robert Jeffress. Comes on at 10 o'clock weekdays here at Joy 620. Pastors this little dinky church called First Baptist Dallas, somewhere, whatever, and a backyard burger. Actually, this devotional is awesome. That's a beautiful, feel that cover. Feel that.
Oh, yeah.
So that's something. Wow. Anyway,
it's gorgeous.
But it would help you in your walk with your faith. 865-342-5620. 865-342-5620. All right, let's see how much the guy knows. Huh? Let's see what the pastor is all about here. All right, Pastor, here we go. All right. Mark Herndon turned 67 today with a famous country music group. Mark Herndon is the drummer for who?
Country music group.
Remembering 67.
67.
Mm-hmm.
67.
Sometimes you just have to kind of figure out what feels so right when you make this.
And it's a group.
This group.
Let's go with the legendary Pacers.
He says it's the Pacers. Mark Herndon, 67, drummer with a group. He says that just feels so right.
Mm.
And he says it's kind of like a, you know, love in the first degree for him. 67. Because this pastor works more than a 40-hour week for a living.
Whew.
And he says it's the Pacers. 342. Do you agree or disagree, listener, for the burger and the free devotional from Dr. Robert Jeffress and Pathway to Victory? 865-342-5620. We're back in a minute with the answer right here at Joy 620 WRJZ and your phone calls. Happy dialing.
These are the adventures of the Bob Bell Show.
Was that sarcasm?
Okay, back to the show.
Joy 620.
WRJZ.
Well, Lord, blind Bob, I'm still on the way. Blind Bob, I'm still on the way. Oh, blind Bob, I'm still on the way. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me.
So I have this backyard burger in my head. Actually, it's a coupon for a free backyard burger, Backyard Burgers. Then this Pathway to Victory daily devotional. Bold, biblical, refreshingly practical messages for your day.
Mm.
Right here. Dr. Robert Jeffress in a really nice cover. This is not a paperback thing. You know, this is something you'd find at Cedar Springs Christian stores. It's really nice.
Yes.
Right? So the number 342-5620, 865-342-5620. The question was and is, Mark Herndon's birthday today, 67. He's a drummer for what group? And you said?
The legendary Pacers.
You said it's the Pacers. Is he right or wrong? 865-342-5620. While you're dialing, let's listen to something else. You know what Dr. David Jeremiah, who comes on right before Dr. Robert Jeffress at 9:30?
Mm-hmm.
You know what he's doing today? Second part of the Mark of the Beast. And he's doing a message called Arming Yourself for Armageddon.
Mm.
I mean, he's like in the end time prophecies right now.
Well.
This is what he has to say in yesterday about the mark of the beast setting up today's sermon.
Goliath, the Bible says, was 6 cubits in height. His spear weighed 6 shekels, and he had 6 pieces of armor. Whoa. Did you know that the number 6 we do know is the number of man? Man was created on the 6th day. He has to work 6 of 7 days. So 666 is triple man. And perhaps more than anything else that we can say about that number is this, that the beast in this number represents the ultimate of human ingenuity. And here is the best man can be. Isn't that what the Antichrist is all about? Here is man's last fling at ruling the world, and the image requires the number of man to be stamped upon all those who worship the beast. The number 7 is the number of completeness. The number 6 is the incomplete number. The number 6 represents the inability of man to measure up to number 7 without God.
Interesting, isn't it?
Wow, that's great.
There's more to it coming up today at 9:30, right there on Turning Point, Joy 620, WRJZ. Pastor, you've got a great message lined up for us this coming Sunday at 3 o'clock for today's Word. Tell yes. people what it's about again.
Doubt.
Doubt.
Luke 7, Matthew 11, John the Baptist in prison.
So he's in prison and he sends word through some of the people who followed him mm-hmm. to ask Jesus, look, are you the one?
Are you the one? Should we look for another? Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus says, go back and tell him all you have seen and heard. The lame walk, the blind receive sight, poor receive the message of truth.
And that's it. That was his answer.
Yes.
Then John, of course, has his head locked
Biblical
off.
Revelation, the word and the work. Look at the word, the prophecies, and the work that's being done. It's same for our own lives. We look at the word of God and how he has worked it into our lives and changed and transformed us. I can just look back and know God has been at work in my life.
Now, that sounds like it'll preach.
It'll preach.
7:54 at Joy 620 WRJZ. Also, coming up a little bit later on today, ladies and gentlemen, we've got, I was looking at this. Yeah, Rocky Ramsey. Rocky Ramsey's a buddy of mine out at Coryton Church. Comes on every day here at 6, Growing for Life is a regular daily program. But we captured this. This gets to the crux of the matter in church life. Now think about this. You do what you really want to do and nothing less. Listen to how listen to how Rocky talks about people's church walk.
And just in case you're thinking that you're above needing what God might teach you through others, make a note of this. You're not. Two of the most important things I have learned about being a pastor came from two unspiritual businessmen. Two of the most important things I've learned. God can teach you through anybody. He can teach you through your enemies. He can teach you through people trying to bring you down. You need to learn from others. It's just another excuse for us to avoid doing what God wants us to do that will make us who God wants us to be. Now, I know a lot of people probably never get honest with themselves about their lives. Let's try to get honest. Some of us only want to do what we want to do, when we want to do it, and who we want to do it with.
Man. Mm-hmm. Did he have to say that? He did. He said it. That's today at 6 o'clock, Growing for Life on Joy 620, WRJZ and 102.5 FM. And a part of our weekend lineup will be a message from Washington Pike Church. Mm-hmm. I like the new logo you have, too.
Yes.
So they go to the website, WashingtonPikeChurch.com. They can see that. And they can also see when you're getting together at 10:30 and Bible studies and things like that that are ready for you. Mm-hmm. But they're ready to receive you when you come in. It's going to be fantastic.
Yes. Love to have you.
Yeah. So of all the pastors we've had this year, so far this one's the best in shape, it looks like. Well, except for Paulus.
Yeah.
But he's the church mechanic. He's supposed to be. He comes on at 5 tomorrow with the church mechanic. Can you tell us what you're talking about real quick? 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be talking about how to develop a visionary team and how to create a vision.
So is it brainstorming or what? What happens?
No, I just go over material and spoon feed it and so that they can get it and write it down. And then tell them they can always come to our website and it's available for them to make a copy.
And when you cast a vision, though, I think it's, most great things are caught, not taught.
Well, but you have to ask a lot of questions.
Right. I think that's true.
Yeah. Where were we? Where are we? Mm.
You have to be honest about it, too, don't you?
The reality is where we start.
There you are. That's tomorrow at 5. Well, thank you, Pastor. I appreciate it. Chris Cotter, God bless you and your ministry.
Thank you.
Keep getting after it. Washington Pike Church.
It.
Right here, Joy 620 WRJZ, The Bob Bell Show. All right, we'll continue our question come tomorrow. It'll be interesting. Now, until then, by the way, tomorrow one of our guests is going to be Marsha Blackburn. The senator will be on with us. She talks about the recent happenings, Supreme Court justices being threatened directly. Yeah. Some people trying to spin us into anarchism, and that's, yeah. Decay is the way it goes. That's what happens. Anyway, all of that tomorrow. Of course, we'll also talk about the Scottish Festival, too. It'll be interesting. Right here on Joy 620 WRJZ, it's the Bob Bell Show. Until then, go out and do Jesus to someone today.